When families stopped getting their SNAP benefits during the government shutdown, neighbors and organizations across Greater Cincinnati jumped in to help. Now that the government has reopened, many people are still struggling with the cost of putting food on the table. You're tuned to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Joining me in this recorded interview to discuss some of the help available are Cincinnati and Hamilton County Public Library Youth Programs Coordinator Emily Griffiths, Grocery Buddies volunteer Liz Fitzgerald, and digital strategist Nia Norris. Thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you for having us today.
Nia, explain Grocery Buddies. What is it? How did it get started?
Yeah, so Grocery Buddies started out as a response to the government shutdown. So our founder, Andy, had put out a Facebook post about purchasing groceries for people who were in need, who had SNAP benefits. And it really just kind of took off. So they have already served over 286 people. It's pretty simple. Someone will volunteer to buy groceries. Someone will express a need. The person expressing the need needs to have SNAP benefits and they need to have their SNAP depleted. And we are actually continuing to match people now.
And Liz, how did you hear about Grocery Buddies and get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So like Nia said, at the beginning of the shutdown, I, like so many other people, felt this call to help. I was completely enraged that there were families who were losing the ability to put food on the table. And I was looking for a way to help, but a way that provided as direct support as possible. So it was really important to me that the money or the groceries or whatever we gave, as much of it as possible, went directly to people in need. And so I was one of the first people that saw the Facebook post in a local mom's group and told my husband I thought this was the right way for us to help.
And Liz, I understand you're working directly with families to provide that help. Are you working with the same family or families from week to week? And how much are you typically spending on groceries for them?
For sure. So I've been matched with two different families at this point over the course of about 4 weeks. Anywhere between $150 to $250. And it really varies depending on the size of the family and what they feel like they need.
And these are the same families you've been working with, these two families, since you've started this?
They are. We have not. Grocery Buddies provides the option of shopping alongside someone or taking their list and sending it directly to them. I've opted into the gift card route. So I provide gift cards to families that I've been matched with through Grocery Buddies so that they can spend that according to their needs and their preferences.
Okay, Emily, I want to turn to you. Tell us about the after-school program the library operates. That's been happening for years, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we started offering after-school snacks at just about five locations around 2017. And over the years, we just added some more locations and eventually started increasing our service from snacks to full meals in response to some of the need we've seen in the community. So now we offer after-school meals at 18 of our locations. They're available for any youth that come into the library at the time the meals are being served, age 1 through 18. And they're served in partnership with UMC Food Ministry. So they are funded in part from USDA's child nutrition programs. To date in 2025, we've served 59,255 meals to youth.
Wow. Emily, did you see an increase in the number of students taking part in the meals program during the government shutdown?
We have, yeah. We've seen a small increase in youth coming in on their own, but we've seen an increase in families seeking them out as well. We have a lot of kids that participate in the meal program because they walk to the library after school and they spend time there, but we have seen an increase in families coming to the library specifically for meals.
What's that meant for the library, the locations, to have more young people and kids and families coming in for the program?
Honestly, it's great. It's a really great way to get families into the library and just learn more about some of the other services we provide as well. Meals have been a great way for our staff to build relationships with the kids that we see. We've heard from a lot of our staff that mealtime is that opportunity to learn the kids' names, sit down and talk with them, and just kind of build that relationship.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm wondering, I want to ask each of you, and I'll start with you, Nia. Has the need for these programs eased up since the federal government reopened, or are you still hearing there's a need for this help?
Yeah, I would say that the need has changed. So we have begun to uncover other needs in the community. Number one, even families who receive SNAP usually have a gap based on how much they make in SNAP monthly, how much they receive in SNAP monthly, and how much they actually need. So the average food budget shortfall in Ohio overall is $1.5 billion. So we began by serving families, and now we have also begun to serve seniors as well. So an agency had sent a woman that didn't have any food. She didn't know there was a shutdown. She didn't know why her SNAP wasn't working. And we were able to get a donation to her. We had another man who was in the hospital, and he had, when we had the partial funding, his SNAP amount had dropped. So we were able to help people even as SNAP began to be funded, and we are continuing to uncover community needs as we go.
Liz, what are you hearing from the families that you're connected with through Grocery Buddies? Is their need still there?
Yes, absolutely. I think especially given the holiday season when money just doesn't quite go as far for a variety of reasons, that this time of year has also historically shown an uptick of need, and that's what I'm hearing. The other thing that came up last week is the idea of different needs. And so our founder, Andy, we were talking about kind of what the needs were, and she mentioned fresh produce, and fresh grocery items are in much shorter supply because of the shorter shelf life, because they're more expensive. And so that need has, there's an increase in need for produce and perishable items. So just different than what we were hearing before.
What about the library, Emily? Are you still seeing a large number of kids and families come in, or has it slowed down a little bit since the government reopened?
I'd say it's stayed about the same. I think the closure allowed some families to discover meals that might not have known about it before, and they're still needing those meals, so they're still coming in to get them.
We're talking in this recorded interview about some of the ways the community has come together to help neighbors facing food insecurity. Nia, how much interest have you all had in Grocery Buddies locally? I'm interested in both from people who want to help and also from people who are looking for help. What kind of interest have you all seen?
We have had a lot of interest. First of all, of course, we have continuous interest from people who are looking for help. But we've also had an amazing response from people who would like to help. So we have already around 100 volunteers, considering that our program is about a month old. We're just very grateful for that. And as we continue to develop our programming, we have seen more interest from the community in general. We've been starting to get referrals from social workers. So the interest has definitely been maintained.
Liz, you mentioned that you looked for a way to help after being angry about the government shutdown, the impact it was having on these families who relied on SNAP. I guess I wonder, what does this say to you about our system, our state and federal governments, that these efforts that are essentially crowdfunding, like Grocery Buddies is basically crowdfunding, that these efforts are needed to pay for something as basic as food that people need?
You know, I think you can look at it in a couple of ways. At first, I was really angry, and I was feeling this lack of control over what happens at the federal and even the state level in a lot of ways. But I think what Grocery Buddies and what the outpouring of support goes to show is that local control matters, community matters, even when things feel really far away in Columbus or in DC, and you feel like you can't impact something, the reality is that you can, and your community and your local area is a great place to start.
Emily, what do you think? I mean, libraries certainly didn't start out, generations ago feeding people. Do you have thoughts on these government systems now that libraries have been filling needs like this for so many years?
Yeah, our goal is to serve our community in any way that we can. This is definitely such a big need. You know, when children are facing hunger, they're more likely to struggle with school. They're more likely to exhibit behavioral problems. And we have a lot of that going on at the library after school. They're participating in library activities. They're maybe working with our homework helpers, homework help enrichment assistants to do some of their homework or work on their schoolwork or build those literacy skills. So it's directly impacting how kids are interacting with the library as well. And if we can provide them a meal, it's going to help them focus better. It's going to help them engage and learn and just behave better in the library as well.
Nia, do you have thoughts about, you know, our systems, our kind of social and government systems and, you know, what the need for Grocery Buddies says about them?
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to clarify that Grocery Buddies did start as a solution to a problem, but that this is an issue that is inherently bipartisan. So mutual aid itself is bipartisan because it appeals to core values on all ends of the political spectrum. So for progressives, it can align with principles of community support and social solidarity and addressing systemic inequities. But for conservatives, it also resonates with the ideals of personal responsibility, voluntary action, and helping neighbors. So I think that in response to our current climate, I think that we always have, that this need is always here. So the point is, though, I think that this has opened a lot of opportunity to think of new ways that the community can help each other while we continue to think about what the world will look like going forward.
Liz, how long do you plan to keep participating in Grocery Buddies?
I think it's hard to put a timeline on people not being hungry. I'm willing to continue to support as long as we need, and I'm very open to that support looking a lot of different ways. But I think it's an important giving back in any capacity is important, and this is the right avenue for me right now. And so as long as there's a need.
What has volunteering with this meant for you, Liz? Do you feel like you've gotten something out of this?
I think I feel a greater connection. I'm pretty new to the Cincinnati area. I've only lived here about 18 months. And I think helping people that I don't know, even though I don't know them, it's community. It's feeling connected. It's feeling like I'm contributing to our greater neighborhood. It's also brought up some really interesting conversations in our family. I have three young boys, and we've talked about different needs and how different families have different needs. And so it's been an important part of their development and hopefully instilling some community values in them as well.
Nia, when you see people coming together like this to help neighbors and in all these different ways, how does that make you feel about the community as a whole?
It makes me feel good. It was very exciting to see this movement grow and then continue to thrive in new ways. I think that there are so many people in this community who want to know how they can help, but they don't always necessarily know how to help. And I think this has been a really great opportunity to, number one, offer avenues for helpers to get involved, and number two, to connect people.
What do you think, Liz? You mentioned you're fairly new to the community. What has being involved with Grocery Buddies, how has it made you feel about your new-ish home?
I think it reinforces the idea, like what Nia said, that people want to help. And sometimes help feels like it has to be this very large, grandiose act, when in reality, sending a gift card to someone who may be going through a hard time or may just need a little extra support can make a huge difference.
Emily, do you have thoughts on that? I know the library program is a bit different. You all have been doing it for years. You're partnering with another community organization. But how does just being part of that make you feel about the community?
And it makes me feel great because we're able to provide this service that kids really need. You know, I hate thinking about how many kids don't necessarily know where their next meal is coming from. And this doesn't really completely fill that need. But when we have all of these organizations together in the community helping for one purpose, I mean, it definitely feels really good.
Well, I have been talking with Cincinnati and Hamilton County Public Library Youth Programs Coordinator Emily Griffiths, Grocery Buddies volunteer Liz Fitzgerald, and digital strategist Nia Norris. Thank you all so much for your time today and for this important work you're doing in the community.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for inviting us on.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You can find links to more information about Grocery Buddies and the library's program on our website, wvxu.org. You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Her son Dorian is her helper today. Associate producer is Harper Carlton. Technical director is Carlos Lopez Cornu. I'm Lucy May. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.